Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Sports Shots Pod. 4 straight weeks in a row now, episode 26. All the month of April of weekly pods, we spoil you guys. You guys should be grateful. You should leave comments, leave likes, and tell us how terrible we are as podcasters. But anyway, welcome back.
Anything that drives conversation.
Just talk to me. Tell me I'm ugly. You can't even see me. Just tell me my voice is ugly. Tell me I sound ugly.
Telling you that every day is not enough?
Nah, listen, there's nothing you told me that I didn't tell myself in the mirror already. All right, buddy. I'm my biggest critic.
So I'm gonna have to get more creative about saying that you're fat. So let me see.
I stepped on the scale today. Yesterday, I was so disappointed. I went for a 2 mile run right after that with my family. I put on my crew neck sweater, made sure I sweat, dude. I ate a salad for lunch today.
Man. So I was at the gym and it's with my membership. I'm going through like some, you know, the weight training. Well, not really weight training program, but, you know, kind of like health monitoring and shit and all that. So they did a full body measurement on me, right? Well, you just put your hand on the machine while it takes your weight and then apparently gets everything else.
Yeah, it tells you your waist size, cheek size, penis size, everything.
All that good stuff.
Everything. Yep.
Yep. So. You said you were disappointed when you stepped on the scale. Dude, when I got my numbers back, 8% body fat.
Oh my God, get the fuck out of here, dude. 8%? What are you doing?
8% fucking lean up in this bitch, man.
I'm for sure over 20.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt that. That's what happens when you are consistently in the gym.
Yes, that's, with me, you were just I was just inconsistent. That's why I told you earlier before we hit record that I'm thinking about buying like a home gym. I don't think I am gonna buy a home gym. I'm just waiting till my sister cleans out her garage. I'm gonna put a power rack in there, more dumbbells, bench, of course.
And so then we're gonna set maxes for ourselves.
Oh, for sure.
You already got to catch up to 300 because I already hit that shit.
And the most I ever hit was 285 in college. That was it.
Get your weight up, man. Get your weight up.
I know. Anyways. But I hit 455 on squat, though. I got tree trunks for legs.
Okay, well, you're not 6'5" with stretched out ligaments in your knees where
But you didn't use the excuse for bench, huh? Don't use the excuse for legs. You're not going to use it for arms, right? don't you do that.
I didn't say I didn't squat. I just said I ain't about to be like fucking Hercules.
Yeah, all my power's in my legs. So, but anyway, how about we talk about what we're drinking today, huh? How about we start there? I'm going to open a nice, crisp, cold cerveza. That's what I'm drinking. Straight out of the bottle. Bottle beer tastes better than canned beer, right? I mean, that's like a given.
First of all, you are extremely rednecking it if you're drinking canned beer. And I mean them rednecks in them backwoods in Arkansas and East Texas.
What if you're drinking oh my God, my sisters, dude, love Natty Light. Every weekend I see them with a tall boy Natty Light and it's like, godly, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, well, it sure fits.
It's not me. I'm drinking Corona Premier. I'm drinking, staying to my roots. That's what I'm doing. Even though I don't speak Spanish, I'm a fake. I'm a fraud.
You are.
I'm a fraud.
That is disappointing. Like, if I have to translate, I can't even call you. Although I did one time when I was still in D.C. You were able to talk for me.
Yeah, I was able to translate. I wasn't that bad. I have broken Spanish. That's what I have.
Just enough.
What are you drinking? Food. Exactly. Yeah, just for my fat ass to eat. What is that? That was actually his leg. He didn't drop a flash kid. What kind of whiskey is that?
I could have spun off of that, but I'm gonna keep it PG.
We're not a PG podcast. I kind of laid it up for you.
Come on, we are a PG podcast.
We're not a PG podcast.
And I totally respect that dare lion from school, because I follow every rule that he... Hold on.
He's lining up blunt as he's The podcast just got banned in Texas. That's what happened.
Did you have to do that program too?
What program?
That Dare line.
Dare. Oh, of course. You know, my father was actually he was actually a Dare cop. He actually went to Shit. Elementary schools. I have a funny story. Right. Okay. So Dare is an acronym for something, right? And my dad would quiz elementary kids after each presentation, right? What is a D? What is A? What is R? What is E? Right? So he got to the R, right? And he's like, okay, what does the R stand for in Dare? And this little girl raised up her hand, and so he pointed her, chose her to come up and tell him the answer. She doesn't say it on the microphone, so you know no one knows, right? So she comes up to him. He bends down. She comes up to him and then whispers. Rabbit. So then he pauses and he like holds his laugh, right? And then so he feels bad, so he gives her like a pencil. There's a pencil, and she goes sits down. This little girl. It was funny, man. It was funny. But you haven't said what you're drinking yet, man. We're 6 minutes in. You still haven't said what you're drinking.
Drinking this good ass shit, this good ass whiskey that I started last week, that from this Panther Distillery up here in Minnesota, apparently. Man, mm-hmm. Reach out to me. Let me get a free bottle. This shit is good.
Kyle will
I'm trying to do anything for money. Yes, I know.
He would add it to his cereal if you pay him to.
Has that been done before?
I don't know, but it can be.
No. It can be. I just saw a sick-ass gold. That gold, I don't know. What the hell are you looking at? It was, like, literally right to your right. There's been a great weekend of hockey this weekend. Before we get into everything else that's on our list, the one thing that's not on, because I know we're judging by our audience, we're going to go where the numbers are. I just want to point out that there's been a lot of good games this weekend. Particularly, I'm paying attention to Washington and Montreal. And there has damn near been a fight in every game. And, like, I think the past two games, prior to last night, the past two games went into overtime, I believe. And there's been a lot of overtime games, too, this series. In every series, apparently. But the only thing I got to say, coming out, because Washington's going to end up closing that out. I believe tomorrow night. If I'm ever going into battle, I'm taking fucking Tom Wilson with me. Isaiah, I want you to go and look up the hit that he put on that poor kid from Montreal. I think they say he's only like 19. He's a rookie. This dude got laid the fuck out. And they got scored on right afterwards.
I'm going to actually share it for our people here. Boom! Here we go. Kyle, can you see it? If you see it, they see it. Now, I don't think it has audio, but let's see. Oh my gosh, Ray Lewis out of nowhere. Golly. Oh my gosh, they took the camera off him immediately. I think he's dead. I think they're performing medical CPR on him right now, and they scored. Show the dead guy. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh my gosh. Oh, kind of took him a while to get back up. Damn. Damn. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I wish that hit took place at home, at their home arena, because I just wanted to hear how the crowd would have reacted to that shit.
Like, well, even his own home fan base were like, just a roar of, oh!
I mean, dude, you just saw it. He got laid the fuck out. There's no other way to put it.
Dude, that's going to go on the biggest hits in NHL highlights on the YouTube video for sure.
You remember on Monday Night Football, ESPN used to do Jacked Up?
Yes. They didn't bring They bring this stuff back. Now they do on Infinite Earth, they do like
I forget what they do.
Something about running, like running backs running the ball or something like that.
Yeah, I forget what it is. Yeah. Jacked Up was my favorite.
Oh yeah. You Got Moss was pretty good too. The more recent ones.
Yeah.
But lately they've gone to like Hard Runners or something like that. Someone could correct me. But
yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to our dialogue, Kyle. Now, NBA playoffs is heating up.
And I tell you who's heated right now, and that's if you live in Detroit. Dude, first of all, if you're a Knicks fan, I hope he got out of there alive. If you're a referee, I hope he got out of there alive. Because they don't play up in the D. They got screwed out of that last second. I thought it was a foul when I saw it live. When I saw that shit happen, but then when they showed the replay, I'm like, oh, come on, man. He straight up bumped into him.
Yeah. I didn't see it live. I was very busy this weekend doing Mexican things. My yard, doing yard work, right? But I was watching highlights, and yeah, very controversial. That's, you know, you almost wish, like, just, I mean, talking baseball-wise, I wish they would practice robo umps in playoffs. All right.
Yeah, they just do what the NFL does, or apparent no. Well, yeah, do what the NFL does. Have a centralized replay center. Go there for every, you know, critical replay. Soccer has this thing where they have like a completely outside body replay crew where they
go to
them. It's called neutral.
They do like the whole box thing. It's called VAR.
Yeah. So like they something because we can't keep dealing with in the NBA, you know, immediately after the game or the next game, hearing the referee say, like, what's his name from Hangover, we fucked up. Like, you can't hear that shit, man. We cannot hear that shit in these games, man.
Especially after the game. You know, MLB umps robbed a perfect game one time for the Tigers.
Don't give me... Man, I still remember the night when I was watching that shit.
Damn.
Because it was when I was heavy into my ESPN phase. Where, you know, that's all I was watching every day. You know, I was at least
12
or 13 when that happened. And, dog, it's like, how could you? I think it was that play that probably honestly told MLB, yeah, we need to get fucking replay into this shit. Because not long after, it was instant replay that did that.
Yeah.
I mean, they... It had to be... And I hated that it had to be him. He had to be made an example out of as to why MLB needed an instant replay. And I specifically chose the words "be made an example of," which we'll get into that topic later. That was really... I mean, he obviously admitted his mistake. And, I mean, shit, if you remember the next game, the next day, where they exchanged lineup cards, like, the ump, he was, like, fighting back tears and shit. Because, like, he knew he fucked up. Like, you fucked up a perfect game! The last out!
That's tough.
It's rarity in baseball, just like a four-homer game that we just had, which is actually rarer than a perfect game. I didn't even know... I knew it was rare. I didn't know it was that rare. That we haven't had that many four homer games.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to Geno Suarez, except when he plays the Astros. When he was on the Mariners, he was kind of a bitch. But
going back to that Pistons Knicks game, that really sucks because that goes from 3-1 to 2-2.
Yeah.
Right? That's a big difference in basketball. Huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now the Knicks have a chance to close it out at home.
Oh, they'll close it
tomorrow.
Out. They'll close it
yeah, out. They could complete the gentleman's sweep.
Speaking of sweeps, well, I don't want to skip over to this next point. It's opposite, complete opposite of a sweep. It's going to go to seven games. That Clipper Nugget series, bro. Talk about submitting that assignment and at 11:59 p.m. when Aaron Gordon dunked it in at the buzzer.
Dude. I didn't think this game was... Who
do you think is taking that series?
Nuggets. I think the Nuggets take it in six. I think they win these next two. In my opinion. Does it go to game seven? I don't know. I just think Denver's more experienced, obviously.
Look, the NBA needs an LA team to go to seven games. If it ain't gonna be the Lakers, they'll suck it up with the Clippers.
That's true.
It ain't gonna be the Lakers. They get a close shot.
Yeah.
Ant-Man or something else, man.
Oh, dude. Ant-Man is the controversial face of the NBA.
Right?
I know we're skipping a few bullet points here, but yeah. We'll go back. But, man, he's legit. Now we all see why he got chosen first over LaMelo Ball, you know?
He is MJ's kid. Did they just score again? The Lightning just scored two goals in, like, a span of a minute.
Look at them go.
To take the lead.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the whole, like, controversy thing where he's, like, you know, he has MJ's DNA or something. Like, he's one of MJ's kids.
Yeah, he's MJ's son. Yeah.
Listen. Keep spreading that. He's got the demeanor. Like MJ, Anthony Edwards plays his child support in full. He don't want no relationship with a daughter.
Man, look. I don't want to be politically correct, but there's some niggatry that's in me. Right.
I mean, you know what's crazy? I think I read an article that she didn't like that she got paid on full because she already spent like almost $100,000.
So he already paid her?
He paid the full 18 years already. All at once. Over $1 million.
Did you allow that? I thought it was
still I'm pretty sure stuff. It's what happened. No, I thought it's what happened. I'm pretty sure that she came out and said that. Now, if I'm spreading misinformation, don't listen to me. I could be spreading misinformation.
Yeah, but I mean, first of all, anything that we say can't share
is theoretical.
Exactly, it's all theoretical. We ain't represented by nobody. We just two just talking shit.
We have our own opinions too. It's not affiliated with anything.
Partially drunk and
yes, stoned. We are under the influence. All right,
completely under the influence. Like, that's taken seriously, you know, that's your own fault.
Exactly.
So, like, I ain't, you know, you can go ahead and present some papers to me. I'm gonna just respond back to you on that summit, just saying, LOL,
lol.
Like, shit. Like, where you think I got 2.3 million, however much you want to sue from? Where you think that's gonna come from? Shit.
Mm-hmm. Talk to him.
Throw that shit out. Anyways, yeah, and so. That's the problem. That's the only reason why I didn't think that a judge would actually let that shit happen was because there's dudes with bread, man. And if they got the money to pay it up front, they will do it.
Yeah, it's a good thing he got that done now before his max contract, whenever he gets it.
It's kind of like, did you see where the Heat gave Eric?
Yeah, the coach. Yeah. They waited for his divorce to be filed or finished, and then they gave him the contract. That's called loyalty, man. That's having. Damn.
Well,
that's
shit, having he's been there for a minute.
Yeah, that's because they wanted him gone. The parents wanted him gone too, which was crazy.
That's crazy, man. But it's like shit. Ant was like, "Look, man, I'm gonna get this shit out the way." Even more so, it was that what I did hear was that he was trying to get it in Georgia because, I mean, come on, obviously, child support's gonna be cheaper there than California.
So, oh, for sure.
Yeah, but But yeah, and that's why the NBA don't want him the face of the league. But I'm sorry, NBA, he is the face of the league. Because whether or not y'all want to admit it, every nigga is behind him. Everyone.
Even non.
Shit, man. Like, he is that dude that came straight from the streets, and he's just a hooper. That's what he is. And he ain't going to go for that corporate shit that y'all trying to pull. He ain't going to be... When the NBA got in trouble behind that China shit, when everyone was doing that about face, when like LeBron and James Harden was speaking all kindly about China, man, Ant's gonna be like, man, fuck him.
Shut up. That's what he
Ant's gonna straight up say fuck him and not give a damn. And that's why we like them.
Dude, I should have bought more rookie cards. People were so high on LaMelo Ball when their rookie cards came out. I just like, I want an Ant. And I bought a few Ants. I already sold them, but it's just, yeah.
They happy for him up here, though. I tell you, they ready to close him out.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on to Milwaukee.
Hold on. I got something for him. Hold on. I'm going to look for it. I should have had that queued up and ready to go.
Nah, you good.
Give me a second. This is live while I pull this up. I'm gonna just play a sound for him. Just to...
Is it related to Damian Lillard or just the team in general?
Hopefully we can hear it.
All right, cut it. Yeah, that's...
Here lies all the hopes and dreams of Buck fans everywhere, because that's a wrap.
Yeah.
That run is over. Giannis, if they're smart, trade them.
Dang.
Get the assets right now. While the iron is still hot. The downfall started when they let go of Jrue Holiday, and then they let go of Chris Middleton. And then you're trying to replace it with, you know, whatever is left that Damian Lillard can give you, which is something, but you're not providing much help still with Giannis up there.
You know,
they didn't really do a lot to build that team up. And then they have no draft picks, and they're in a very terrible cap space right now. They're in hell. They're going to the NBA doldrums.
You know, this goes into like kind of a topic that we talked about earlier today, and this topic will segue us to the next series. But teams need to stop trying to trade for already established vets and thinking that's what they need to win the championships. That's not what's winning championships. Kyle, when's the last time an old veteran team won the finals? You know. It's been that long. It's been a while. You got, you know, OKC, younger team. Tatum is still only like 27 or something.
I think you're older than Tatum.
I think I am older than Tatum. You know, you got who was the Cavaliers, young team. Magic, young team. No established NFL Rockets. Veteran team, like example Phoenix, is going to win. It's
remember when Brooklyn tried to assemble Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and who else they had on there? But you remember they gave up everything to Boston, which gave them. I'm sure those draft picks is what turned in the Tatum and Brown. Mm-hmm. But when Brooklyn pretty much sold their soul for the carcass of Kevin Garnett.
Exactly. This day and age, NBA needs to realize that adding Kevin Durant to your team doesn't make you an NBA Finals team.
Which is an early segue, but the Rockets, they need to call Phoenix, but I hope you call for the right one. And I'm sorry, it can't be KD. I don't. I'm not about to. You can't give up assets for 1 or 2 years left on a guy that already... Especially not him. You know who the fuck I'm talking about.
D-Book.
That guy. Yes. Yes. The one that's brighter than me. Yes. Get him to Houston.
Get that white chocolate caramel to the big state of Texas.
Yeah. And just finishing up with Milwaukee. Go ahead and book it. 2071. They're the NBA champions. Because it seems like they're going to do it every 50 years. I hope they enjoyed their title that they got 4 years ago, because that's it. That's it for a while. It's hard.
I think so.
They should know. It's hard to get up there to the top in the NBA. And you're a small market team, and y'all come up to the top.
I'm going to say it. I think in the next four years, I think the Spurs get a championship before the Bucks next one.
Oh, of course they will. Of course, the Spurs, they're like maybe one or two players and Wemby fully developing away
from being serious contenders. Wemby fully developed is scary. Scary. He was going to win Defensive Player of the Year without a doubt, and he got hurt.
Yes. He already won. He already won the shit. He's not even at his full body weight. He's still growing. He's already tall. Now he's going to fill out. He needs to in order to stay.
He's doing the Giannis and Joel Embiid path where they come in skinny.
I give the Spurs about five years.
Fair.
That's why I want the Rockets to hair up and get one before.
Yeah.
I'm not about to go another 15 years of a Spurs dynasty while I'm sitting down in Houston just watching y'all win championship after championship after championship, and we keep falling short every fucking year. We keep coming up across some dynasty, whether it be the Lakers or the Warriors, which they need to win tonight.
Exactly. And you know, 5 years from now, Wemby will still only be 26.
Stop.
That's the crazy part. You know. And what's crazy is the Spurs are going to drop Cooper Flagg too this year. Wow. No, I'm just kidding.
I think he already... Damn, this fucking chair. I think they already have a... he already got his little townhouse set up on one of them single letter streets in D.C.
Yeah. Yeah, that's honestly probably where he's gonna go.
But the Rockets, y'all need to get on the phone with Phoenix. Just ask him which I want for D-Book, and his name cannot start with A, and his jersey number is 1. It can't be him. I'll give you Jalen Green before I give you.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I thought when you said A, I thought you were talking about Shengun.
Oh no, he's untouchable too. No.
I just thought, but
no.
You will give up Dobson.
Give up Green before I give up Thompson.
Wow. I mean, I could see why, but just to me, I haven't seen every single game like you or like
a lot of games. Realistically. Is gonna have to be because they're gonna want some of our young talent. Fred or Dylan. They're gonna want some of them young cats that we got.
Yeah.
May have to give up Cam. May have to give up Cam or Reed. One of them gonna have to go. That's gonna hurt. And it's gonna be. And the Rockets will be stupid if they do it, because I still think you can hold on to Jabari. Because he's interchangeable between the 4 and the 5, depending on what lineup you're running out there.
Yeah.
They're going to give up Jabari, either Cam or Reed, and a lot of draft picks.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt. And if we do that shit, we better fucking win, man.
if y'all do that, you better win in 2 years.
One!
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, max 2 years. You know?
Dude, they're gonna do something.
I think
they are. There's gonna be a blockbuster move, and it's gonna be with him.
Even if you get D-Book, I don't think it puts you better than the Thunder.
What if we do offer Cam and Jabari, and they come back and say that ain't enough?
That's crazy. That's because I mean, no, they have to take it. What else do they have? You know.
Not touching him. Honestly, if you ask me who I rather keep, Cam or Reed?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, send a white boy.
Damn.
Hey, Phoenix, you want another Steve Nash?
Yep. He fits the description, the job description in Phoenix. We need Houston needs a guy that's gonna get trouble at a strip club. That's
Cam Whitmore.
There you go. Cam Whitmore. Get it done.
Danny dude that's gonna hoop and get in trouble at a strip club. That's him.
And Houston, all we want is 1.5%. That's it. That's all we want.
I already made the trade right here. Phoenix, if Phoenix, y'all want more, y'all stupid. I'm sorry, y'all stupid.
All right.
I have to call my. Are y'all gonna give up? Y'all gonna give up Fox? Or y'all keeping him?
No, we're keeping Fox. Okay. We're keeping him.
I actually wanted him before they traded him to the Spurs. I'm like, why the fuck would you?
I love Fox. It sucks that Wemby went down as soon as Fox. Not as soon, but like right after Fox came here. But we're just missing, like you said, one or two more players. I think we're just missing a three. And if we get a three, I think it's playoff contention for sure.
So I want Booker. But I don't want to give up so much just to get him.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's going to be cheaper to get Durant than it is to get Booker.
Yeah, but it's... I feel like wherever Durant goes, he's one of the like main key pieces wherever he goes, and that kind of hurts him. You know? Like, I feel like what now lays after the Warriors, wherever Durant goes, you got to build around him, where you should be building around the young talent.
The problem is that especially if I can't... We get Durant, and you stick him in and I line up. I don't know if I'm going to trust Jalen to be the point. Because he needs to get his own shot. He can't facilitate and set up others.
No, that's why you got Fred. Fred at the point.
All them bricks he throwing up.
That's why
I want Booker. Like,
I get you.
I mean, Fred. The only reason why Fred is there is to guide the whole offense. It's more of that than a shooting.
It is, yeah. Nowadays,
I wasn't even impressed with his shooting even when he was up in Toronto.
Does have a NBA Finals, maybe because of Kawhi, but
a lot of it because of Kawhi.
That's why, yeah. Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But yeah.
You want to?
I'm done.
Move on to the draft.
Yeah, let's get into this shit.
Now, something obviously big happened. Recording this after the draft, one of the most exciting things in the NFL when it comes to, you know, off season. Probably the only exciting thing that comes to the NFL. A little bit of free agency, but this one takes the cake.
Can I say something real quick with the draft?
Go ahead.
NFL mission accomplished. Y'all were looking for a way to keep people watching past the first round. You knocked it out the park.
They did.
Them ratings. This got to be the highest watch draft of all time.
Did you see how many people were in attendance there?
It's more than the population of Green Bay. I know that.
Over 250,000 people were in attendance. Now,
basically, all of Milwaukee was in.
Oh yeah, I saw your mom and dad there. That's how crazy I was. Now,
probably should.
If you saw last week's episode, me and Kyle, we did our first ever first round mock draft, right? And I decided to do some stats, do some research. We got 25 out of 32 first rounders right. Now, what that means is that out of the 32 people that we predicted to go in the first round, 25 of them actually went, right? Pretty good, 78%. Daniel Jeremiah, who's considered the greatest mock drafter ever, right, he had 28 out of 32, right? Three more picks than us.
Suck it, and we're doing this for free.
For free, all right? We got 9-to-5s, all right? This is that man's life. I'm just saying, we might need to change careers. That's all I'm saying. But we're going to be doing this for now. Now, the next that I have is how many predictions we got the team pick right. For example, there's trades that happen, but how many players did we predict they would choose a certain player? How many teams chose a certain player? And we got 5 out of 32 right, which ain't bad. I don't know how much the consensus got.
Hey, but it just matter that we got them in the first round.
Exactly. All right. I'm just saying.
I'm not talking to the teams.
I'm just saying we're on our way to become GMs. That's all I'm saying. We're thinking like them, right? That's all I'm saying. Now, enough bragging about our first mock draft ever being, you know, over 75% accurate. Let's talk about some surprises. Now, we could just jump to the obvious one. or we could talk about the small ones.
Come on, man. We're trying to drive views.
Exactly. All right, Shardur Sanders. How many quarterbacks were taken before him? Six, I think. You had Cam Ward, Jackson Dart, the guy from Louisville.
Tyler Slaw. Can I say something about that pick?
Talk to him. He's old. You know him and Trevor Lawrence played in college?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Trevor Lawrence been in the NFL for like the past 4 years.
Exactly.
You know what that pick for New Orleans told me? Because, I mean, before, and especially before I get in with this Shadur BS, I mean, we had him going to New Orleans at 9. Like, he wasn't a top 5 pick. But, like I said, like, the earliest he'd probably come off the board would probably be with New Orleans. But that, they're going to win with Tyler Slaw, whatever his name is, Spencer Rattler, Derek Carr, and they're going to keep using Taysom Hill for whatever gadget plays they're going to run. That screams, they didn't do what I thought they probably should have done, and they just need to go ahead and tear down and start rebuilding and see if you can get more capital out of trading Kamara. But they're going to still run him out there, I guess. That's fine. But you're looking at no more than, what, 3-4 wins. Y'all are trash. You didn't really address anything. So if a rebuild is going to start, it's going to start after, because he ain't coming out next year. It's going to start in 2027. The New Orleans Saints, with the first pick of the 2027 NFL draft, selects Arch Manning from the University of Texas. Because Archie is going to bring him home.
Yeah, so 5 QBs picked before Shadur. And Tyler Shaw. Yeah, I don't know what the thought process was in there. They're, after Drew Brees, they just don't know what to do. That's pretty much what this is. But Cam Ward, Jackson Dart, Tyler Shaw, Jalen Merrill, Dylan Gabriel, and he wasn't even the Browns' first quarterback pick. Dylan Gabriel was drafted before him. There was a rumor going around that an NFL owner will step in to get Shardur Sanders, and the Browns pick him as their second QB of the draft, which kind of like backs up that claim, right? And then when they made the pick and showed the draft form of the Browns, no one looked pretty happy. But
I mean, there's only 2 teams in the league that would do some shit like that. The Browns and can you guess the other one?
The Jets.
3 teams. Can you guess the other one?
No, what's the other one?
Cowboys.
There you go. Yeah, it's true. The, Jerry Jones wanted Danny Manziel bad, but the Browns got him. Just prove your point. Was this a message being sent by the NFL to these cult QBs that want all this NIL stuff, that are only in it for the content, the fame, the money?
It's not necessarily NIL, but it's the attitude behind it.
Also, want to point that their dad was their agent. I don't know if you saw any clips of Shiloh Sanders. He's a pretty funny dude.
He's talking to, yeah.
Yeah.
He's saying, I forgot how to rhyme.
He was saying, like, I don't know what's going to happen to me if they're doing this to you.
Yeah, damn, that does to you. What's going to happen to me? And then he even did a rhyme to Deion on another video I saw where he's, I forgot what he said, but if he wasn't fucking around, you messing with them figures, because he got in because he got too involved.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, Shiloh actually got an agent, like shortly after, like day 2.
Yeah,
and you know, he ended up going undrafted, but yeah, he signed to Tampa, and he fits Tampa. He's a hard hitting safety.
I mean, look. Shadur wasn't even 100% projected to go in the first round. Like, and his body of work at Colorado, your first season, y'all went, what, 4-8? And you losing, like, the last 7 games on your schedule? I'm still kind of ticked off at that Stanford game. I think hope maybe you remember which one I'm talking about. They completely blew that game away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I kind of sucked the first year. I get it. The defense is trash. Well, if you're building yourself up to be as good as you are, then a good quarterback overcomes everything. Joe Burrow, for instance, as trash as his defense was, still got it, still had the Bengals in position to win 9 times out of 10.
Yep, and had the worst offensive line. They allowed the most, they had the least pass rush rate, meaning that they lost a lot.
And so, like, yeah, I get it. Comparing NFL to college. I'm talking about the quarterback itself. If the quarterback is good enough, he can overcome any obstacle and guide the team where they need to be. And he wasn't fully able to do that at Colorado the first year. The second year was a little bit better. So much so that he did get Heisman votes. We did see some good, you know, promise in him. But as I was just reading, and I had to remind myself, a good portion of his passes, his completions, was screens. He didn't really throw the ball downfield a whole lot. They didn't.
To the second round pick.
Terrible. Say what?
You're talking about Shadur, right? Throwing a lot of screens.
Yeah.
To the second pick in the whole draft. Yeah. He had that guy was
Okay, and about that guy, which brings me to this point, because
before we move on to him, I want you to talk about the people hating on the NFL.
Well, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Because it is related to Travis.
Yeah.
Everyone, and before all that is even said, you want to know what we're not talking about? You want to know what no one has really been talking about? The actual first pick of the fucking draft.
Mm.
Who worked his way up from not having a single offer, not having no one freaking looking at him. Nothing at all. He had to grind his way up from the ground up. Who, let me remind Black America, he's also Black. So we're sitting up here saying that all the NFL is racist because Shadur dropped the way he did and they're sending him a message because they got to keep the Black man down. Man, look. Are there instances where the NFL has done some racist shit over the time? Of course. If correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Bobby Bell was the first Black middle linebacker to win a Super Bowl for Kansas City.
I believe so, but I believe you're correct on that.
Because they didn't think that Black people were smart enough to be at a linebacker of the defense, because obviously you have to have some brains to call out the plays and shit and to call out the coverages. Doug Williams was the first Black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. That mm-hmm. we know.
Yes.
Tony Dungy was the first Black head coach to win the Super Bowl, which we had a treat that year because we had both coaches were Black that made it that year.
Yeah, it had to. Surprise, it wasn't a draw. No, I was joking.
Yes. Even in this league, Black people had to overcome some shit. A lot of shit just to prove our worth.
Just like baseball.
Just like in every sport. Just like in everything in this country. What happened to Shadur had nothing to do with that.
Exactly.
100%. And we cannot sit here and argue that when Cam went first and Travis Hunter's goofy ass went second. Not only did Travis go second, that team traded assets to move up to grab his goofy ass. And we're going to sit here and say that, oh, they holding the Black man back. Half the league is Black. Half the players that's coming out is Black. This had nothing to do with that.
I think Will Campbell and Jackson Dart were only white guys drafted in the first round.
Dude, Shadur Sanders, the only reason why everyone said he should have went first round was because the media and social media and his brand hyped him up. Having a good season, one good season, hyped him up. And that's what it was. He already wasn't going to be projected to be first round. But not participating in a combine, barely participating, if at all, in a pro day. And then, if all reports is true, because there hasn't been anything to refute it yet, you bomb these interviews, of course these teams are going to say they're not going to fuck with you. And yeah. then, on top of that, they know who your father is? And that's no slight on Deion. But shit, the NFL's probably had it out for him from when he came up.
Exactly.
And then everyone's saying, like, oh, they holding him back from coming up. Man, both of those kids came up in money and had privileges that the average kid that got drafted did not have, which, by the way, is still less than, what, 2% of every kid that played college football. He was still getting drafted. It doesn't matter if you go in the first round, second round, third round, fourth round, fifth round, sixth round, or if you're like Tom Brady and Brock Purdy, the very last pick of the draft. Because guess what? You got drafted, and you had a chance to turn to make something of yourself, and you did. So all this hate that he got picked up in the fifth round, that's probably where he was going to go in the first place. But I'm like literally sick and tired of hearing all this shit. And I don't care if I'm in a minority of this. I don't care if I get called to Uncle Tom about this.
Sometimes, like, you know.
But the problem is that every little setback that happens in and around the black community, the first thing we want to pop up is racism. Half the time, that ain't true. I'm a big believer in personal accountability. And everyone has the same chance here to make it out the hood. Because if there are countless numbers of black people that made it out the hood and didn't look back. Hell, I'm reading a book right now from 50 Cent about hustling harder. And one of the things that he mentioned on there and what got Jam Master Jay killed was that he didn't get out the hood. Get out the hood. Once you get the money, get out. You can get it and get out. Because I'm sorry, there's that crab in a bucket mentality. And then it's so easy to point fingers instead of just picking it up and just doing it. Like, I don't know, man. It's not hard to understand, okay? This was a message, not to just him, but to all these NIL kids that is acting like they are bigger than the system. You're not. The system was here long before you was born. And it's not going to change. That's just what it is.
You're 100% right. I agree with you. With everything you said, this is not...
This has nothing to do with race. He did this. He straight up did this to himself.
Exactly. You can't think you're the shit, interview like shit, and expect to be the guy.
If that's you think why you're the shit, plus you interview like shit, equals you're gonna get shit.
Plus, there's a video circulating, right? Cam Ward and Shador train together for some reason. I don't know why, right?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them,
and it's like Shador's like, "Hey, let's make a song together." Cam Ward's basically saying, "I don't got time for a song. I don't want to do that. I want when you look up Cam Ward, I wanted to say American football. That's what I want to say. That's a guy who has his mind straight." Shador's just trying to look for what's the next big paycheck, what's the next big, you know, blow up. And I get it.
Man, there was another video I saw. They were talking shit back and forth, and then among the shit talking, you know, they were talking about drinking water, and then Shador was like, "I don't drink that shit. I don't drink Gatorade. What pays me?" And then, you know, talking about that shit, and Cam was like, "Yeah, whatever. Football pays me." That right there is the reason why he's the number one pick.
Exactly. Once I saw Shador, his shit talking was just flashing his watch. And I was like, okay, this guy's not a franchise player.
And I don't want this to come off as, and of course, the first thing is going to be said is that I'm coming off as I'm hating on him. I don't see how when I literally had him going to the first round to New Orleans.
Top 10 pick, yeah.
I never said that he was not talented, but I'm not surprised that he fell, because looking at his character, knowing how the NFL is, it was an easy recipe. This league is still owned by 32 old white-ass billionaires. And they don't care about that flashy shit.
Exactly. Yeah. They... Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to add anything more to this. I think we covered all bases for it, and we both agree. But yeah, I think what was done, the slide, they're calling it, was necessary. Was needed. You know, but I want to move on to another surprise that I did not list in our sheet. I just want to talk about Quinn Ewers being the last QB drafted.
Surprise he even got in the draft.
Well, you say that, right? This man led the SEC while missing a few games in touchdowns. I've never seen no SEC quarterback lead the SEC in touchdowns while missing a few games and get picked last as the QBs. I could, there's seven of these names I could tell you right now, Kyle, and you've never heard of them.
I mean, he almost lost his job to a freshman QB. That's,
This guy is coming from what we could call it the royal family, if anything.
The royal family with the genes.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, Shadur would have lost his job to this guy.
Everybody would have lost.
Exactly. That's why.
Lost their job.
So to be able to battle that, knowing that's on your mind, and still go perform how you did, you know, that takes some time.
And look, Quinn, he won some big games. He won some huge games.
Beat Bama. Right? Bama was the best. Michigan. Exactly. Highly ranked.
Almost Michigan. Beat Georgia.
lost to them twice. Yeah, two chances.
I was being nice. I said almost beat Georgia. I was trying to be nice. You know, I'm not nice to you UT people.
No, but I mean, they're acting like he didn't. What elite talent they had? Matthew Golden's a first round receiver. He's not better than the first round receivers last year. He's not better than Malik Nabers, Brian Thompson Jr., Marvin Harrison Jr. Hit Matthew Golden running a 4.29. Help him get to that first round talent. Isaiah Bond, who came from Alabama, didn't even get drafted.
How does Ohio State keep churning them out? These receivers.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Quarterbacks too. Not recently. But Shroud, Dwayne Haskins.
Still has picked up Will Howard?
Yes. Yeah, in the sixth round. But yeah. But no, that's what that was surprising to me. The SEC leading. Now, he did lead interceptions too. I get that. Whatever. But
you're going against SEC defenses.
Exactly. This was a heavy defensive line draft. Right, but I don't know. Just was
interesting. And the Falcons said, we are going D-line in the first round, so help us God.
Two times. Jalen Walker, I love Jalen Walker. I wish, if the Patriots didn't get who I'm going to talk about next, I would want them to get Jalen Walker. But me being a Pats fan, they had the fourth pick. They drafted the first offensive lineman, Will Campbell. And played in SEC all 3 years, starting when he was 18 years old. Only allowed 4 sacks and over 2,500 snaps in the SEC. Right. Yes, he's short arms. Yes, sometimes he loses to guys with long arms that are speed. But still only allowing 4 sacks in 3 years? That's special. Now, if you didn't love watching him play, then you were going to love him after you saw his interview. Right? Went up there, got his name called, was interviewing him, and just had a moment to himself. The emotion. He was just looked down, you know, shed some tears, and just says, like, I worked so hard to get here. Right,
and that's why I felt that.
Just because how he it was just him having his
he like was reflecting
exactly on
every, because I guarantee you before he got to LSU he probably was not, maybe he was, but for you to have a moment like that, you wasn't always at the top. You had to work your way up. That was pure raw emotion that he was showing. And he was remembering all them hard-ass practices, all the weight sessions where he had to get his body into shape, he had to stay consistent, and the work that he had to keep putting in to hold a record like that in the SEC.
One of the most decorated offensive linemen in history.
Like that.
On paid 3 years, too.
That's the kind of emotion you see when they come into the league where they eventually, they should become Hall of Famers. Like, straight up
loyal. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they're not doing it fully for the money.
Exactly. The ceiling for this guy is Hall of Fame. Like, that's his...
I mean, believe it or not, people, there are some guys that play football and they actually just fucking love the sport.
And they don't care about the
money.
The floor or worst case scenario is that he moves to guard and he's Logan Mackens. Like, come on. I'll take that up for it any day.
Guard. I mean, exactly. I heard his name enough on those New England teams for many years.
And you know what my favorite thing about that was? Was that the next question was, the reporter asked him, you know, are you ready to block for Drake May? Are you ready to protect Drake May? And he said, I'm ready to fight and die.
He wanted to say, I will fucking die for that man.
He said, I will fight and die to protect him. I already know, Kyle. That's the guy that if someone hits Drake May a little too hard, he's going to come and slam you.
Watch. Dude, there are not going to be any... There won't be any late hit penalties on Drake May this season. No. There will be one. I'm there will probably you. One or two, and then that's it.
And that person we've made an example of. You know, that's... I'm so excited.
That's good. That's what you want in your old lineman, though, man. That's what you want.
Of course. You want a guy that's going to protect the quarterback, and then if you see some guy hit him late, that you're going to go blast him. That's what I love. I love that type of mentality. Exactly. I love Trevor Williams. Look, Logan Mackens did that for Brady, too. But just guys like that, love him. Absolutely love him.
All right. Well, I want to move on to our last points. Did you see Mel Kiper's meltdown?
I was watching mostly the draft. No, I mainly watched the draft on NFL Network. I really like Daniel Jeremiah. I was going to watch it on ESPN because I like Field Yates. Mel Kiper's kind of like an old head to me now. He's like the Walmart version of Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, exactly. He's the Walmart version of
Stephen A. Smith. At least Stephen A. can have some truth in some of the shit that he says.
Exactly.
He embellishes a lot, but you know he ain't no bullshit.
So, what was the meltdown about? Because I didn't see it. Mel Kiper had him as his number one QB. Yeah, Kiper had Shador as his number one QB.
Talking about the NFL kept getting it wrong for 50 years. If that was the case, then wouldn't you have been hired by some office to work as a draft scout for
like Mike Mayock did?
Yes. Like, went from NFL Network to working with the Raiders.
There's a reason why they call Daniel Jeremiah the best mock drafter. He was a former scout for the Ravens.
I mean, like, Mel Kiper, you're no different than us. You've just been doing it longer, and you talk loud enough where you've been on ESPN long enough where they just literally just throw you on set just because you've been there long. You have seniority. But I can't really remember a time where he was really right, you know.
It's like the saying goes, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Or a blind squirrel finds a nut.
That one too. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love looking at his mock drafts.
I use Mel Kiper when he puts out like his mock drafts. I use that as brainstorming before I look at the other mock drafts.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, there's not one single person that I look at. No, I look at all the mock drafts. And if I'm right, he's been over Fox, CBS.
Someone just got laid the fuck out in this Florida game, this Florida Tampa game. Dude. Oh, he's wiping his eye. Oh, is there blood coming out?
Oh, gosh. It's getting gory.
I'm waiting for this replay. I want to react to it live. This replay need to come on. Oh, he's definitely checking his eye. Okay, here we go. What happened to it? Oh, he got the stick stuck in his face mask. Oh, shit. So, like, he was right next to the dude from Tampa when he swung his stick, and he when he you know, shot it back, kind of like the after swing in baseball. Like, his stick got up. Yeah, that's a penalty for high sticking. It literally got up inside of his face mask, and it got stuck in the dude's helmet.
Damn. Today's the day I just found out about high sticking.
Yeah, yeah, obviously, you can't, like, you know,
use it as a weapon?
Dude. Yeah, well, that. Of course. But you can't, you know, hit a dude across the chest and above, you know, if you're, like, at any point when you're, like, swinging your stick or whatever. No, pause. but yeah. So, it's a 4-on-4 power play. So, Tampa was already. So, Florida was already in the penalty.
Yeah.
So we're
at the hour mark. Let's move on to our last bullet point. So, the Bills GM went at the public journalist.
Yeah, went after live on radio too. It's free to Google. We'll just you know, just give our little 2 cents to it, because it kind of plays into what we do. I mean, it's like. Difference is, of course, like I said, we joke about it, but it's true. I mean, obviously, you know, accuracy increases with currency. So, you know, it's not that we're not going to bullshit through this, because we, you know, we want to be right in what we do, and we want to be honest in our opinions. But, you know, we don't want to keep beating a dead horse, you know, with the same stick, right? Or however that saying goes. And, yeah. You know, the moral of the story, what happened was with them was that, you know, they're kind of complaining over, you know, the radio host apparently was complaining over, you know, the Bills. And think about it, Buffalo, they ain't, what the fuck else is there up there? It's just that and a terrible hockey team.
Snow.
That too. So, you know, the main talking point was for them was that they keep needing to get receivers. They need receivers. And it's like,
which is true.
Is true in a way, but it's y'all's inability to stop Pat Mahomes when it counts.
This is also true. Yes, agreed.
So
I think they went DT in the first round, which, I mean, yeah. No. They went cornerback. They went to cornerback. They ran like a 4-2 something.
I just know they went defense, and Florida just tied the game. It's 2-2 for Tampa.
Here, I'm reading a CBS article right here. It says, Bean says bitching 4 times in 66 seconds.
Yep. Because that's what they were doing. You guys are bitching about the same old problems.
Yeah.
That's getting solved.
Stick to jumping through tables, Bills fan, all right?
Because, you know, what he pointed out was that they were the highest scoring offense this past season, which.
They were one of the highest, yeah. Yeah, they were two.
That is true.
Right behind the Lions.
So it's like, okay, so clearly putting up points isn't the issue. It's stopping people. You know, half your defense was on the shelf by the time y'all got into the playoffs. I mean, shit, you barely. The only reason why you even made it even into the championship was because Mark Andrews had bricks for hands. So, you know, let's just remind you, you know, where the real problem lies. So it was just funny, you know, just hearing, you know, an actual GM, you know, lay into the radio host, because
I'm just saying, shut the hell up.
Basically, yeah, and let me do my damn job, and y'all just talk about and, you know, gossip or whatever, and it's like, hey, you know, I kind of just,
you know, that is frustrating when you're always in playoffs and reporters are crying.
That is also when you lose to the same guy.
Sure, I get that. But then when those idiots are saying draft offense, when it's like you're trying to draft against the guy that's beating you, it's like, what the hell are you talking about? Exactly. It's like, what the hell are you talking about?
So, yeah. That was pretty funny. Oh, one more thing. Yeah, let's downplay this prank call. I mean, all right, look, NFL, if y'all want to put a stop to it, get a call center, okay?
Yeah,
but
come on.
You know, you're leaving these hotlines or whatever. You know, they're loose with these coordinators and these scouts or whoever. Anyone could have done it. And that was a fake ass apology. That kid knew what the hell he was.
Yeah,
funny as shit. I saw the reel.
Yeah, I saw it too. Yeah, he definitely asked ChatGPT to come up with a sincere apology. That's for sure.
ChatGPT is the brains of all these kids now.
I know, it's sad. It's sad
anymore. So, but yeah,
like I mean, it's a prank, dude. Yes, it was a call.
And it wasn't just to him. There's been other players getting prank called, and I'm not actually surprised that this happens.
Baker Mayfield got pranked by his own friend one time. You know?
Did you see the video of these dudes, these college kids? They prank called their
the Aggies bullpen.
Yes. And they actually got the pitcher up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bored kids are going to prank call. Yeah. Stupid kids are going to actually record and document themselves doing it, and that's what this kid was. He was stupid.
And it wasn't like he's saying like, "Oh yeah, we're going to draft you here." I mean, I think maybe he did say that, but then he said like, "Okay, you have to wait a little bit longer."
That was kind of funny, though.
And it's like I kind of cringe when Shadur said like, "Let's be legendary." And it's like, "Okay, then there you go, trying to promote your stupid brand."
Okay. You know what I feel now, and we'll end it on this, and this will be the good mic drop. When you say, when Shadur says, "Let's get legendary," or whatever the fuck he says, you know, want to know what I'm thinking now when I hear that?
What?
Broncos country, let's ride.
Oh my God. We'll see y'all later.